Sorry, I'm a little late this morning. A lot of work on the Chargers. This is it's a real impressive team to watch. Especially last month, last three or four games, and these guys, I mean, they played well early in the year, too. Not saying that, played a very competitive game against Denver in the opener, but really look like they've hit their stride in a lot of areas, and that was a very, very impressive performance they had Sunday against the Broncos. This is a well-balanced team. They do a lot of things well. They're very good in the kicking game. Obviously, Novak has helped them, quite a bit. They do a good job in coverage, and obviously have a very explosive return game with Benjamin. Their vice players, guys that hold up the gunners on the punt team, probably as good as we'll face all year. So that gives Benjamin a lot of opportunities to get started. And he's very difficult, as we remember from Cleveland. Very tough guy to tackle, great vision, speed, good quickness, just the same skills you see on offense when he has the ball there, on catch and run plays and his vertical speed. So he's a tough guy to handle. Offensively, it's a big, very big skill group. Williams, Inman, obviously Allen, Gates, Hunter, they're kind of receiving tight ends. They have a lot of size at those positions. And then Benjamin gives them the kind of the explosive catch and run player to go with that group. But big receivers, good players after the catch. Allen's very, very good with the ball in his hands. Hunter Henry's tough guy to tackle. And they use their backs quite a bit in the passing game as well. Gordon, Elker. And those guys, their backs are very productive in the passing game as well. So it's a well-balanced attack. Of course, the running game, Coach Lynn, is always a challenge. They do a lot of different things, probably run as many different running plays as any team that we will face or have faced. They do multiple groups, multiple formations, multiple schemes, and all the complementary plays that go with it, the boots, the reverses, the misdirection plays. So they really challenge you in the running game, and then they're a very explosive passing game down the field. Rivers throws a great deep ball and a lot of good catch-and-run players with their skill guys. And their skill guys, again, are big, so they do a good job of blocking in the run game. So a lot of the plays that get to the perimeter with this group are really, they have a mismatch because of the size and the aggressiveness of their receivers. So they're tough to handle there. And, defensively, two great, great pass rushers with Ingram and Bosa. Those guys do a lot of damage. McCain comes in, and he does a lot of damage, too, and that, moves Ingram inside. So they have, those very explosive players. They're good inside with Corey and Mabane, two very disruptive guys on the inside part of the defense. So they create a lot of negative plays there. Very good on third down, third and longs, basically just the sack and turnover reel. They create a lot of bad plays in those situations. So, obviously we need to try to stay out of as many of those as possible. They're a very opportunistic defense. They strip the ball well. They have a lot of guys that their backs, their linemen, their linebackers been involved in turnover plays, strip plays, batted balls, things like that. So ball security is like it always is with this type of defense with Coach Bradley, and as aggressively as their players attack the ball like they did in Jacksonville or Seattle. It's going to be key for us to be able to maintain possession of it at the end of each play. So, team's been in a lot of close games over the last 3 years. That's the type of game they seem to, although the Denver game really wasn't one of those, but they've been in a lot of them, and so they've played very well in those critical situations. The missed field goals this year, cost them a couple wins. So, had those kicks been made, if you're looking at their record, be a little bit different. Could easily be 6-1. So, but good football team playing well right now, and a lot of guys we got to get familiar with. in all three phases of the game.
Joey Bosa has made an impact as really as soon as he can start playing. So, you know, how big of a challenge is he, and you know, really, what do you see from him that's allowed him to make an impact from this first day in the NFL?
Plays really hard. You know, every play he's all out. He makes plays from the backside, chase. Outstanding pass rusher. He's got good strength, but he's got good quickness. And he knows how to use both of them. So, you know, if you are over-aggressive on him, he's quick enough to get by you. If you sit back, then he is explosive enough to, you know, power the blockers into the quarterback or into the backfield. It's very, very disruptive player. He's got a lot of length, so he gets to a lot of plays, tackles, tip balls, can reach out and get the quarterback. And he's a hard guy to throw around or over. He's really just good at everything, but he's got a great motor, so every play is, you got to deal with him every play. You can't run away from him. That's not the answer, because he'll chase down plays. And running at him's not the answer either, because that's a problem too. But it's just, you know, you say, well, let's just run away from him. Well, A, you're running into Ingram, and B, you know, these guys, Ingram and Bozal, both make plays from the backside. So they're good. They're really good. Good in the running game, good in the passing game. They create a lot of long yardage situations, and then they kill you on third and long. And offensively, they're one of the best third and long teams in the league. So to them, I don't think third and three, third and 10 doesn't really make any difference. If they complete the pass, they're going to get the first down. If they don't complete it, they're not going to get the first down. But they, you know, they're capable of completing a 10-yard pass or a 3-yard pass. It doesn't really seem to matter. So,
does Deion Lewis's power ever surprise you?
You know, I'd say it's this. Deion's got good strength. He's got good balance. Just got good, really good balance. So he gets hit, but a lot of times it's not necessarily that he runs over the guy. It's just he's able to keep his balance and keep moving, and then a lot of times regain his balance and, you know, continue to pick up positive yards. He's hard guy to tackle because he's, you know, he's thick and he's got good balance. So a lot of times he absorbs the contact and is able to regain his balance, and the defender's not able to finish the tackle. So
seems like last week with Gilsley and with Burkhead and even a little bit of Lewis, you saw running backs finish their runs hard, pick up maybe a couple, 2-3 extra yards just from running through the tackle. How valuable are those extra yards that a running back can pick up?
Yeah, they're really kind of hidden yards. You know, it doesn't look like much, but when you look at 2nd and 5 compared to 2nd and 8, you know, really it changes your play calling. It changes your whole series in a lot of cases, not only what you call on 2nd down, then what you call on 3rd down. So, you know, I thought our offensive line and our backs did a much better job of finishing our runs, finishing our blocks, you know, pushing the pile, if you will, in the last 2 weeks from, you know, where it was earlier in the year. Those guys done a really good job of that, putting that extra effort into it. And it's shown up in, you know, some hidden yards. I mean, it's not, you know, 80-yard runs, but like I said, those 2, 3, 4 yards can make a big difference between, you know, again, calling a 2nd and 8 run and, you know, being 3rd and 2 or being 3rd and 7. So that's, you know, those big yards for us.
David Harris got probably his most playing time this season, last game. I know a lot of guys in there talked about how much they respect his approach. How important is it for a guy to be able to sort of buy in and take the right approach even when he's not getting a ton of playing time?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's in a way not the easiest thing to do, but again, that's the role. That's what it is. And when it changes, it changes. And what a player can do to change it is to work hard and improve and do things better than what he's doing them to get more of an opportunity. So we stress that with all of our players. And the guys who are playing more, if they don't continue to perform at a, you know, at a high level, then if the player behind them outperforms them, then, you know, there's going to be somewhat of a shift in playing time. So, look, everybody understands that. I mean, it's not for or against anybody. It's just based on competition and performance. We're all judged on our performance. And if it's good, you get to keep doing it. If it's not good, then it's probably somebody else going to be doing it instead of you. So we all know that. That's professional football.
Looks like Dan Feeney could be starting at guard for the Chargers. He's someone you were reported to have some interest in before the draft. I guess kind of what have you seen from him early on and I guess pre-draft that stood out about him?
He was a good player at Indiana. Had played, started guard and then moved to tackle. I'd say more because of probably some need that they had there, but he played well at both spots. He's been rotating through with Wiggins a little bit, and so it isn't like he hasn't been playing. I think he's in there in every game, or I'm pretty sure he's been in there in every game. It seems like it anyway. He's gotten playing time in there, so he's been in a little bit of a rotation. So it looks like they were kind of 3-for-2, but he does a good job for him. He's an athletic guy, strong. He's done a good job for him in the kicking game. In the wedge on kickoff return, you can see him move in space and hit people out in the open field there. So, he's a good prospect. And, I think he's played well in the opportunities he's had. They're fortunate they have depth at that position. You're able to play three guys at two spots like that. I mean, that shows that you have pretty good depth there. With Wiggins, Slauson, and Feeney. Well, now without Slauson, but up till last week.
Similarities schematically between this team and the Falcons, given the Seattle connection.
Yeah, a lot of similarities. Yeah, a lot of similarities.
That one, I think last week you were talking about how the Falcons are sort of a one-gap team.
Yeah. Yep. Single high safety. Most of the time, rarely do you see these guys in two high safeties. Less than 10% of the time. Same thing with Atlanta. It's a single high team. So last week it was Allen or Kazee at free safety. This week it's Boston. And that's who's going to be back there 90% of the time. Just like in the Seattle defense, it's Earl Thomas back there 90% of the time. So, yeah, it's the Seattle to Jacksonville to San Diego. All that schematically is pretty similar. Atlanta obviously thrown in there. Boza and Ingram make this defense, I would say, and put that into a special category. There's not many teams in the league that have one player like this. They have two, and then they have, Corey and Mabane inside, which is, two of the better inside players in the league. So, you look across the board, they bring McCain in on third down. At times, so they've got a lot of depth, a lot of playmakers, a lot of disruptive players in that front. They're hard to block, run, pass, inside, outside, whatever you want. They're hard to block.
Bill, on that note, a lot of times you'll see edge rushers get kind of pushed past the quarterback, and the quarterback can slide up. With this team, are they kind of exceptions with their motors, the way Bosa, especially in Ingram, stay in the play even if they go by the quarterback, still that ability to apply pressure?
Bob, but I'd say they don't go past the quarterback a lot. Usually when they go past the tackle, they hit the quarterback, and instead of going past the tackle and running by the quarterback. So if they can't get the quarterback, they do a pretty good job of powering the tackles or countering and coming back underneath the tackles as the quarterback moves up in the pocket. They do a very good job of maintaining their relationship with the quarterback and ending up on his level. And again, if they can get the edge, which they get it plenty, and just beat the tackle off the spot and can turn the corner, sometimes they just turn the corner and make the play. But when the tackle is able to ride them by, then rarely do they get just pushed back out of the play. They either counterback or turn into power, and a lot of times they collapse the width of the pocket so the tackles get compressed back into each other or back towards the center, so that it's hard for the quarterback to step up because the pocket's so narrow. There's no width to it, so they do a real good job of all that. You just can't say, well, it's all speed or it's all power, or it's all counter move. They have them all. They can both throw a number of different pitches, and they do one thing, and then you go to stop that, and then they do the next, complementary move that goes with it, and then you're thinking about that, and then they just run you over, and it's just a continuous you know, honestly, as you go through the each game, I mean, it's just a continuous highlight reel of, you know, between the two of them, it's usually one of them, and a lot of times it's both of them that are just being disruptive.
Bill, how much respect do you have for a player like Rivers to be able to do what he's done in this league for such a long period of time?
Tremendous. Yeah, Phil's a tremendous player, a great competitor, really smart player. I had him at the Pro Bowl and got to know him a little bit out there. He's got a real thirst for knowledge, which not that there's a lot of scheme at the Pro Bowl. I mean, I'm not saying that. It's, you know, one coverage. But the conversations lead beyond that and how to attack different schemes and so forth. And so he's, you know, a real football, you know, football guy, you know, like Tom, like Peyton, man, guys like that. I mean, that are just, you know, deep into it. But, you know, he has a ton of experience. He does a great job of making adjustments on the line of scrimmage, whether it's changing protections or if he sees a certain coverage, he can get into a play that'll attack that coverage. And he's had a number of, you know, checks like that. Again, I don't know what the original play was that was called, but I see the play that they get into and how it's designed to attack the defense or the coverage that he's identified, and he's identified it correctly, and then it ends up being a big play. And so being able to disguise our coverages and not just tell him what we're in, I mean, that's really suicide, because he'll just chew that up. You know, we're going to have to do a good job of, you know, not declaring exactly what we're in so he doesn't, you know, get to the perfect play every time. So I have a lot of respect for him. He's a big, strong guy, too. A lot of people can be hanging on him or draped all over him, and he's still strong enough to stand in there and throw the ball and throw it accurately. So, and he's very good with the deep ball. You know, he's got a kind of drives the deep ball, but he drives it very accurately, so he gets it in some tight spots. And again, he's got big receivers, so those guys can, you know, in a way, they're always open because of their size. Even if there's a guy near them, they're usually bigger than the guy that's covering them. And he can put it in a spot where they can go up and get it. So he does a great job.
You discussed Cassius Marsh's contributions on special teams on Sunday and Monday, but I wondered how he's performing defensively, what your thoughts are on his contributions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he plays on a spot that has a lot of variables at that spot. I mean, it's similar to what Rob did for us. So he has some coverage responsibilities, different responsibilities in the running game, multiple responsibilities in a passing game, pass rush, man coverage, zone coverage. So, you know, it's part linebacker, part defensive end. So there's quite a bit to that position. But he's done a good job of, let's say, getting better at it every week, you know, being a little more comfortable in. A lot of that involves other players too, safeties, inside linebackers, the guys that are adjacent to him, how he fits with them, what those responsibilities are. So he's done a good job picking that up. He works hard. He's a smart kid. He plays hard. He's got a good motor. There's still a lot of things for him to learn and process, and, you know, there are new situations that come up every week. Certainly a team like the Chargers will present those with their multiple formations and multiple blocking schemes. And things like that that are, I mean, I don't care if you played 10 years. I mean, they still have a lot. So if you've only, you know, been in the system for half a season, there are going to be some things that, you know, are going to be challenging for the entire defense, but especially for guys that are a little bit newer to the system. But he's done a good job. You know, each week it gets better, and he works really hard at it. So not there yet, but we're definitely making progress. Okay, right. Thank you.